South Wales, Unit C3.
Do you know, I remember I was telling you about that I played and spoke outside school in Welsh. Inside school it was all English, but as much as we were in the playground, we played in Welsh. But that my sister, who was 9 years younger than me, by the time she came, it was English. Now, I was reading a piece about Gwynne Thomas, the writer, the novelist.
Oh, yeah.
He was the youngest of a family of about six children. All his brothers and sisters were Welsh-speaking. But by the time he came along, you see, to go to school, he was English-speaking. He didn't speak Welsh.
That might, language,
you know, that might be psychological, because he was the only one in the family who was not brought up to speak Welsh.
It probably was a psychological
thing. It might have been.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what you say now has amazed us quite often. You get certain members of the family speaking Welsh, and then in a matter of years...
I only spoke Welsh at home, you know. We weren't allowed to speak English. My father wouldn't let us. But by the time she came to the school had changed.
Yes.
The classroom had changed. She used to play in English. All the children were speaking English, you know.
That's it.
It was in that short space of time. It's always amazed me.
What do you put this down to?
Well, a lot of it was put down to parents thinking it was posher to speak English to their children than to speak Welsh. You'd often find a father and mother speaking Welsh to each other, and they turn around and speak English to their
children.
Especially in the valleys.
That's always been to the detriment of the Welsh language, They've always thought to, you know...
It was more the thing. My mother-in-law was like that. She was Welsh-speaking, brought up Welsh-speaking, but she spoke English to her children.